The cattle disease Mycoplasma bovis has spread further in Canterbury. Another Van Leeuwen Group farm is infected with the bacteria. Seven farms now have the disease, which was first discovered, you may remember, at the end of July, I think, in South Canterbury. Stephen Bell is the response incident controller at the Ministry for Primary Industries. Hello to you, Stephen.
Hello.
Do you know how the bacteria has spread here? Has it spread through the movement of stock?
Yes, at the moment the disease isn't spreading. It's all the current infected properties, including the latest one, have direct links to each other through animals moving from one farm onto another, and the disease passing between the animals that are in close, repeated and prolonged contact.
So is this the stock that were moved before the end of July?
Yes.
Right, okay. How long have restrictions now been in place?
Since the end of July, when we first identified the condition.
Okay, so this stock have come through. This isn't a new infection. It's simply being manoeuvred around the various farms. Is that right?
Yes.
When Mycoplasma bovis was first discovered, did MPI consider destroying the animals in a bid to try and contain this?
Well, we can't make long-term decisions that have huge impacts on farmers without the knowledge. We need to be confident that we've got the evidence to support a radical action like that.
But the implications could be far greater, couldn't they, if the stock aren't destroyed? You know, if you destroy a herd, and I know these are large herds, is that not a better option than this disease spreading in an industry that relies heavily on dairy, in a country that relies heavily on dairy?
Well, we've controlled the movement of animals using restricted place notices under the Biosecurity Act. So animals have not been able to move off suspected infected properties and adjacent properties. And gradually we've been building up the information to enable an evidence-based decision.
Are you treating the animals with the infection or are they culled?
That's up to the farmer. They're under veterinary supervision. There may have been animals that have been culled because of animal welfare issues, but none have been culled under the direction of MPI at this stage.
Right, so they can come back from this infection, this bacteria, and carry on as a dairy producing cattle beast?
Not as far as I'm aware.
Right.
It's a long-term issue.
Right, so why would you keep the animal?
At the moment, we're still making a decision based on evidence, and it's up to the farmer to manage his process and his business. We need to get the puzzle put together, and we've been assembling this puzzle since July. We hope to have enough information within the next few weeks to make a decision on the next steps. At the moment, we don't have 100%, and that'll be perfect if we could, but even at this stage, we're hoping to have about 90% by middle of October. So we can make this decision, sorry.
Right, so the decision being as to whether or not to cull. It seems odd and you know, enlighten me if I'm going on the wrong track here, but if the animal, it's a long road to try and survive from this and they remain infectious, obviously, while they have this condition, is the most straightforward, decision to cull them? Is that not the safest and most straightforward thing to do for farmers? And are vets giving that advice, do you know?
Well, there are, the company do have their own vet that provides veterinary advice on site, and the company have to manage the business the best they can. We can't make a long-term decision that's going to have potentially huge impacts on them without the knowledge that we need to make that decision. This has been an unknown disease in this country, and we really need to understand how it is behaving and whether or not it's limited to the farms where we've detected it.
It's not an unknown disease outside of New Zealand, though, is it?
No.
So there would be research where? In places like Australia?
There is information available overseas, yes.
Are you tapping into that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there a testing program in place, you know, across the South Island or the mid-lower South Island, perhaps? Or are you simply within the same group of farms? Is that where you're testing?
No, we've got a layered approach to testing. We've got the response testing, which is a direct result of the detection of this disease. We're looking at the infected farms, their neighbours, the traces, the movement of animals from one place to another. We've got what we call district surveillance in Waimate and Waitaki, where we're looking at the bulk milk and screening that for this disease, and we've also got a national bulk milk program.
This doesn't affect humans, obviously, should it enter the food chain, but you know, the implications are quite big, aren't they, for this country, should this disease, this bacteria, take hold?
Can I come back to you on that one? But unlikely, because as you identified, a number of overseas countries have got it in, endemic in their own herds, and they manage it. And so therefore it shouldn't impact our trading processes.
Stephen Bell, the Response to Incident Control at the Ministry for Primary Industries, thank you. Anyone else confused by this? This situation keeps confusing me, I have to say. I don't know why you just don't cull. And although MPI keep coming back and saying, look, you're talking about large herds, we don't want to take out these farmers, I mean, surely they would be insured, I would have thought. But the disease is spreading. It's in seven farms now. It's apparently spreading by the movement of cattle, they think. They need more evidence. In a country where dairy is such enormous importance, I don't know why they just don't cull. We don't want this disease taking hold. If you're a farmer out there, you can enlighten me perhaps, or even if you're not a farmer. What do you think? Should they be culling off the cattle with this disease, given that they can't go on and carry on being a, you know, dairy-producing cow? You wouldn't put them into the food chain either, even though it doesn't affect humans. So why keep them alive if they're going to take a lot of management? And why leave it up to farmers to make that call? It's 18 past five. You can text me 9292, email me rachel@newstalkzb.co.nz.